Alice Ward is a surfer and a filmmaker based in Sligo. Her first film, Ebb and Flow, profiled a trio of highly skilled female surfers on the northwest coast of Ireland. Now she has turned the camera on herself, though, and with cinematographer Xiao Tudela has made an award-winning film called Salt. It tells her own story about living life with cystic fibrosis and her relationship with the ocean, which has sustained her since early childhood. Lorna Siggins met Alice at high tide at the Atlantic surfing mecca of Strandhill.
From a very young age, I've been messing around rock pools, and my dad is a long distance sea swimmer. So I did my first sea swim when I was 12, or no, maybe I think it was 8. He just threw me into, I think, a kilometer sea swim. Maybe it was probably a bit less. Yeah, just hopped in, no wetsuit. I was with a load of teenage boys. I just wanted to show them up, I think. Yeah, it was great fun. We just were always doing fun things like that. My dad always still says that wetsuits are for wimps. I've always loved cold water, and I think that's why I love living here out in Sligo, because there's loads of cold water, so I know how to deal with it. I like the way it makes me feel, and makes me feel very great when I get out of the ocean.
Are these really good surfing conditions or medium surfing conditions?
For me, lovely surfing conditions on a longboard. They're kind of easy, small enough waves, so could be a relaxing session.
That's obviously, is that a class out there? Or
no,
they...
that's just the locals out waiting for waves.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
On the peak.
Okay.
So I started surfing when I was 14 on a family holiday in Dunfanaghy up in Donegal, and then I became hooked, so I spent every summer in Dunfanaghy learning how to surf, and I worked at the Rusty Oven, which is a pizzeria up there which my great friends run. I was thinking about the film pitch, and I was wondering how I was gonna make it, maybe focus it on not so much cystic fibrosis, but focus it on a different thread. And then I started thinking about salt, and it's been a very present theme throughout my life. But basically, cystic fibrosis is caused by the movement of salt and water in between cells. Yet people with cystic fibrosis have unusually salty skin. So that's what my mother first noticed when I was born, was how salty my skin was. And then one of the nebulizers I take twice a day is saline, which is salt. And then in my own personal life, I surf, and I'm a surf filmmaker, so I spend so much time in the ocean, which is also salt. So it was kind of this perfectly circular theme that presented itself to me for the film.
Your mum Mary wasn't taken seriously in the beginning.
Yeah, when I was born, I was very, very ill for 6 months, and they couldn't diagnose me, and I was in ICU for months, and they actually declared her an unfit mother because I was failing to thrive. Then they were told once or twice that I was expected to die, and then at the very last kind of hope at 6 months, I was eventually diagnosed with cystic fibrosis. So it was definitely hard for them, of course, and then throughout my childhood, I spent a lot of time in hospital. We soldiered on through, and my parents did an amazing job fighting for services. My mum and dad and another mother set up a charity called CF Hope Source, and they funded many multidisciplinary teams in Temple Street and Beaumont and outpatient units. So they dedicated my childhood to improving services, which they have done. I'm very grateful for it. I did spend a lot of time in hospital as a child. They always made it fun. And my whole extended family, my aunties and uncles, you know, when I then got out of hospital, it was all about getting outdoors and enjoying life. And it was never held back by it, I think. And it served me up until this very day, because I think that attitude has let me get to where I am. I moved to Sligo when I was 21 or 22, and I got a job working as a videographer for a marketing company. And I think it was my first time in an office job, working I think 8:30 till 5, and it was hard to manage doing all my medication before work and after work, and also trying to surf and socialize and everything as a 22 year old would want to do. And I think after 8 months, I ended up in hospital for 3 weeks with a very bad hospital admission, and it was the first time I'd been in hospital for years, and I kind of realized that the 9 to 5 wasn't gonna work for me, and I quit my job whilst I was in hospital and I set up my company CP Films. And
so you were in the hospital bed and you just said,
sayonara, I'm out of here. And I just decided that I was going to focus on outdoor filmmaking. And actually, my first job I got was with a hiking group called Gals Gone Wild, and I made 6 videos for them. So I was out on the mountains hiking 10, 20 kilometers with camera gear. So it was a complete change, but it was so great on my health because I'm not sitting at a desk. I'm outdoors, I'm in the sea, I'm up mountains. So I think it was one of the best decisions I've ever made, really. I'd always shot in the sea with a GoPro. Like, my thesis I made in college was a documentary on long distance sea swimmers and freedivers. So the idea of making a film about myself was slightly nightmarish. But it came about from a conversation I had 2 years ago from the director of the London Surf Film Festival. And they released a film fund this year. And she messaged me and she's like, remember that conversation we had? Because I was telling her about the positive impacts the ocean had on my health. She was like, I think you should submit it as the pitch. The reason I made the film was for other people who might be in a similar situation to me. As a child, I felt quite boxed in about the stereotypes and limitations that my family never put them on my life, but medical staff, teachers, it comes from a place of care, absolutely, but I felt like I was being wrapped in cotton wool. The stats and figures of my life were set out for me as a person with cystic fibrosis, you know? And I guess I just rejected that without even thinking about it. The second reason I made Salt was my lungs feel so much better when I get out of the sea because of the saline and the exercise. And I think, you know, my lifestyle around the ocean has saved me multiple hospitalizations, you know, in my 20s. When I finished filming Ebb and Flow, which was my first surf film, it was the first time I spent a few months swimming out in the ocean with my camera gear, and I was even more submerged in the water than I would be on my surfboard. My lung function test that I do, which is used to measure my health, I guess, went up to the highest it's been since I was 15. And you know, CF is a disease that gets progressively worse with age, so the expectation is that the test results are going to go down. But I think my results went up by like 20%. And I did try to explain to my medical team the reason, and they're kind of brushed off, being kind of like, oh, you must just been doing your medicine more routinely. But it's a balance. I spend 2 hours every day doing medication as well. So it's just an added thing that I do getting into the sea, which I think has had great impacts on my health. So I have waterproof housing that I put my camera in, and then I attach it to my arm with a leash, and I wear 2 fins, and I just swim out and bob around. I feel like a seal. And yeah, I love it. It's amazing to just, because I guess even with the surfboard, you're tethered to something. So you're out there kind of completely with the waves, trying to capture the feeling of the ocean, which is what I've been trying to do since I started, to capture that feeling of what it's like to be in the Atlantic.
Music for that film, Salt, by Alistair Hobson. That was Alice Ward talking to Lorna Siggins. You can see the film at festivals, excuse me, but it's also, this is important, going to be available online for CF Ireland members from February 20th. More details of that, cfireland.ie.